Yes, here on 95 BFM Breakfast, and we have a couple of very special guests in the studio. Good morning to Cassie and Maggie.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you guys?
We're great. We just flew in from British Columbia.
Yeah. And we're from Nova Scotia. It's a long way away, halfway across the world for sure.
Well, thank you so much for coming up on your visit to New Zealand. You're here for the Auckland Folk Festival this weekend. But for our listeners who might not be super familiar with you, you're a sort of folk duo blending a lot of stuff from your Celtic heritage with some more modern sounds, eh?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great description of what we're up to, for sure.
Cool. Run us through what 2025 looked like for you, because I know you put out an album. Tell us a little bit about what the journey has been like.
Well, we come from Nova Scotia, which is an amazing part of Canada, all the way on the East Coast, and it has a lot of Celtic kind of heritage, and especially the music is very popular. We come from a long line of musicians in our family, and so music is a bit like the family business. Everybody plays something, and got a lot of touring artists as well. So we put out a record, and we've been touring it all over North America mostly, and over in the UK and Scotland and England. So this is our first trip ever to New Zealand, and it's a real thrill. We're so excited to be here.
Yeah, what do you think so far? I mean, you got in yesterday, and you've only been in Auckland, and the weather's really put it on for you.
I felt right at home, really, you know? Like, any kind of ocean weather feels close to our hearts, you know?
As long as it's not snow, we'll take anything, to be really. Honest. They got a huge snowstorm back home over the last couple of days,
It gets so cold in Nova Scotia, right?
Yeah, they were having ice pellets, which is a particular thing that happens on the East Coast when it's just the right kind of cold. You get it's sort of like rain, but it comes down as ice, and it is just a nightmare.
That sounds
awful. We're not doing a very nice, good job of promoting our home. You should all come visit.
We do have a summer when you have your winter, so that's very convenient.
Actually, I've always thought New Zealand on the map looks very similar to the kind of footprint of Nova Scotia.
Yeah, I would say it's like a lobster claw, and we're up in the claw part right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yep. Totally.
This new album that you put out, well, new-ish, sort of May last year, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Gold and Coal. I'm really interested in this sort of concept that you've done here, because it's sort of got the two sides to it. There's like the old and the new. And I feel like that's a really interesting sort of thing to explore with folk music particularly, right? Like honouring the past while looking forward. Yeah, run us through how you came to this concept for the album.
Well, originally it was actually just because of our hair color. Cassie thought it would be a cool project to call something Golden Coal. Cassie's got dark hair and I'm more blonde. We're kind of meeting in the middle now. Yeah, that was the very beginning of the idea. But as you know, you have a theme and then it starts to take shape and find meaning in your own life. And so the coal represents the history and the traditions and the things that have been passed down through the generations. And the wisdom that comes with that is very precious to us, especially we've inherited so many fiddle tunes from our ancestry, which is a gold mine, really. We're so lucky to have that. And then it leads to the gold. It's like innovating, doing something that's never, ever been done before. Kind of the rat race of being in the music industry, too. You're always looking to maybe have a hit. That would be a dream, eh? And so it's like striking gold. It's that analogy of not really knowing where you're looking, but hoping that you might happen upon it someday. And just work hard and keep forging forward.
It must make for... That is beautiful. It must make for a sort of, like you say, interesting thing to be able to make folk music like your ancestors were making, but then in the context of what the music industry and landscape looks like now and trying to release that. But I feel like I can imagine that playing live shows is where you really connect with people with the music the most.
Definitely. Sure. I mean, I think like live performance is one of the last bastions of human connection that we have, especially now where there's so many technological advancements where you can't really tell what's real and what's, you know, tricking your eye. But when you're sitting in a show and you're looking at someone on stage and they're really connecting with you and singing, performing, I think that's like really getting to the heart of what we're all trying to do, for sure.
Mm. So beautiful. The Auckland Folk Festival is going to be so special. Do you know much about it?
It's our first time. We know there's a lot of Canadians actually this year in the lineup, so we're really looking forward to seeing. We have to come all the way to New Zealand to see them. But yeah, the lineup looks incredible, and I think we're all going to be like staying in caravans all together, so it's going to feel like band camp a bit. We can't wait to meet the other artists and have a fun weekend.
Yeah, that's the thing I love most about the summer season is that you get to play festivals and be surrounded by other artists. And this time of year usually for us is our touring, like our show. So the Cassie and Maggie show, we tour that around. And we just got off of a giant Christmas tour. So that's been very much just us all the time. Mm. And when you get to be around other artists, and you get so inspired by what they're doing and how they bring their show together. And the music is just incredible. So that's what we're looking forward to here.
So special. Awesome. Everyone who's just tuned in, we're chatting with Cassie and Maggie, who are playing the Auckland Folk Festival. This is happening this weekend, the 23rd to 26th of January at the QMU Showgrounds. You can get tickets from aucklandfolkfestival.co.nz. It's going to be really special. I'm so excited for this. You've got a song for us.
Yeah, I think we've been chatting a little bit about the new album, so we'll play the first track from the record. And it's a really great example of what we've been talking about, you know, the old and the new. So Maggie found this beautiful poem in a book of old poetry, and we set it to music. So the words might remind you of a kind of an older text, but hopefully the melody will kind of evoke some modern sensibilities of it. So this is called Bow Down. Mm-hmm. And it's basically about listening to, you know, the folks who've come before you and honoring their knowledge and wisdom. And we always joke on stage that it's like listening to your mom, which we only recently started doing. And it's been a total game changer.
Turns out she was right.
Right, we're sisters, by the way. We forgot to mention that. So.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Take it away.
Works more than hewing. Well, you gotta coax the coal along and not be riving and doing. So bow down and listen, lad, and hear the coalman working. There's many a mother missing her life because he wouldn't listen, lad. Sings the sweetest song until the air goes out, and then you'll know it's time to go and let her breathe. because he wouldn't listen.
So beautiful. Thank you so much, Cassie and Maggie.
Pleasure.
Everyone, head to Auckland Folk Fest this weekend and see these guys play live. It's going to be real special.
Sweet. Yeah. I can't wait.
Thank you so much for coming up.
Thanks for having us.